This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition in your Citizens Council Forum series. We're very happy to have with us today two distinguished congressmen as guests on our program from widely separated parts of the South. They are Congressman L. Mendel Rivers, a Democrat from Charleston, South Carolina, and Dr. Dale Alford, a Democrat from Little Rock, Arkansas. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. I'd like to start the questioning, if I might, by asking Congressman Rivers. There have been some hearings held recently in Washington by the House Judiciary Subcommittee on some civil rights proposals, some proposed legislation on the topic of civil rights. What has been your observation with regard to these hearings and with regard to the bills themselves? Do you think that any of them will really advance the cause of genuine civil rights?
You mean the self-destruction bills designed to destroy our people and our country? Yeah, on the 14th of April, I introduced our governor to the Cella Committee. Cella, as you know, is that great conservative from Brooklyn, the place where the principals jump out the window in the schools and policemen patrol the corridors for juvenile delinquency and not civil rights, you know, you understand. Well, that's the same fellow. And I introduced my governor to the Cella Committee. That's the committee which I refer to as the Cella Stacked Against the South Committee. And I reminded Mr. Sella, in no uncertain terms, that his committee on the judiciary contained 21 Democrats. 8 of these Democrats came from south of the Mason and Dixon line. Of Sella's subcommittee on so-called civil rights, not a single Democrat south of the Mason and Dixon line was on his committee. Only members were appointed to that committee who were approved by the NAACP and the other left-wing, left-thinking, left-out people in America. And I told Sella then and there that his committee was stacked against the South. Its decision was made. Its mind made up. The South was hanged, drawn, and quartered. And we were going to appear despite the fact that old Sella had made up his mind and his entire committee. He said, I don't like it. I said, well, I don't know how long you're going to live, but you got a long time to get used to it. And I said that on the record. Verbatim, as John Rankin used to say, punctuatim and literatim. And as he pushed me, I said, we'll jump at him. So that was what I said, Dick. They're mad about this civil rights proposition, and they're determined to destroy us. I won't take any more of your time, but let's hear from old Dale now about what he thinks about it.
I was going to ask Congressman Alford. I know that he made a statement to the Judiciary Subcommittee on Civil Rights. Congressman Alford, could you give us some of the highlights from your testimony?
Yes, I appeared before them briefly, Dick, just recently. And I think the main point that I made was that the Constitution was the law of the land and that any edict or opinion by any member of the Supreme Court themselves was certainly not the law of the land. I mentioned at that time that what they are now proposing in these civil rights measures are violating, first of all, the Ninth Amendment. I think, as this distinguished member of the bar from Texas has stated, that the Ninth Amendment is indeed the forgotten amendment. This amendment reads, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. These measures would also violate the 10th Amendment, as most of us are familiar with this amendment, which states that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. I made the point before the subcommittee of the judiciary that these measures can be likened to a sword with two edges, for where in one instance one edge may serve a specific purpose, the opposite edge in another instance could indeed be used against the wielder. In our beloved country, Dick, the people are sovereign, and in my opinion we should return to the doctrines propounded by the founding fathers of this country, that the opinions of members of a court are, in this instance certainly the Supreme Court, do not make the law of the land. The Constitution is the law of the land. Members of Congress are the representatives of their people, and the only way the people have of expressing their opinions is through the members of Congress. I represent, as my distinguished colleague Congressman Rivers of South Carolina does, the opinion of the majority of the people of my district. The majority opinion of the people of my district has been shown on numerous occasions through their voting records that they are almost unanimously, I would say, certainly 90-some-odd percent, opposed to the present actions of the members of the Supreme Court of the United States. And so I would say that the point that I really made and want to stress here before we go any further, that the great moral issue today is not segregation versus integration in the schools. It is instead the issue of the sovereign people and their constitution versus defaulting public trustees as oath-breaking usurpers. In other words, the question is to you and to Congressman Rivers, shall the people and their state government defend their constitutional rights or bow down before an anti-constitution elite enforcing rule by man? Shall we have limited government and rule by law under the Constitution, or usurpers supreme with unlimited power? The point really is, shall the Republic endure, or shall we allow its destruction by the weapon customarily used to this end, usurpation, as stated by the beloved father of our country, George Washington?
Thank you, Congressman Alford. Back to Mr. Rivers, if I might.
Dick, no one could be more eloquent than Dr. Alford. Now, we have cited time and time again John Bell Williams, who's here with us on this occasion, and all of us have on many occasions cited to them on the Judiciary Committee and on the floor that the Ninth Amendment to the Constitution, the Tenth Amendment, another in the final of the Bill of Rights, and the 14th Amendment, which was illegally adopted. We have even lived under the 14th Amendment, and we have cited to them numerous occasions of the usurpation by this judicial oligarchy we have over in the Supreme Court. They don't care about that. We have never heard Sella and his Judiciary Committee ever get upon the floor of the House of Representatives and lament the fact that the Supreme Court exceeded its authority in the Steve Nelson case, and the Mallory case, and the case where they abolished the state of California and of New Mexico, where they compelled them to put a communist as a member of the bar, taking away these states' rights. Never have they raised their voices. They are not interested in that. They are not interested in these goon tactics of the labor barons and the cola strike in Wisconsin, where they've had a strike up there for 5 years or 4 years, people's houses bashed in, their heads bashed in, people killed. They're not interested in that civil right. All they are interested in is the civil right, so to speak, of making the white people of the South accept integration, mongrelization, and destruction of states' rights. That's all they're interested in. Now, Dick, as Dr. Alford has said, there's a basic question here. Is the Supreme Court going to run this country, or is it Congress? In the school case, the case which has caused us so much trouble, only one authority was cited, and that was the socialist from Sweden, Gunnar Myrdal, and they cited him as the only authority for the justification of the school decision.
Mr. Rivers, I would like to point out, Mendel, I'd like to point out to you there relative to Murdahl there, then I know that Congressman Rivers knows about it, Dick, but for sake of emphasis here, that on page 11 of his, shall we say, infamous book entitled The American Dilemma,
that's right.
On page 11, this man who was quoted as an authority by the Supreme Court of the United States,
a unanimous opinion
of the Supreme Court of the United States,
right.
This man states, in effect, that the Congress, that the Constitution of the United States is outdated,
outmoded,
and then in fact that we should have a new Constitution.
That's exactly right, and it did not serve the purposes of all the people, and it should be revised. I'm glad you said that. I was coming to that, but with your eloquence, you could do it much better than I. And that's the authority which they cited, and that's why I don't have any respect for the Supreme Court of the United States as it is now constituted. And the tragic thing is, Dale, the rank and file of the people on the streets of America don't have any respect for them. I can understand why the lawyers don't, and the men who are educated in higher aspects and concepts of our government. But when you get the man on the street worried about it, that's a dangerous thing. And the people are worried about it. And that Supreme Court cannot, must not, continue on its onward journey for the destruction of this country as we know it. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rivers. Congressman Alford, do you have a few words to say in conclusion?
Well, I think that one thing we should point out here, that in the famous Dred Scott case in 1856, the Supreme Court declared that sympathy for the slaves even could not justify the court saying the Constitution means something different from what it was originally intended to mean by the framers and adopters of the Constitution. Likewise today, the prohibition against the federal government's having power to control education, schools, if you please, so as to be able to decree and enforce so-called integration of the schools under the Constitution as amended, as defined initially by the Supreme Court in this respect, must be upheld. The federal government's having power to uphold this, we must uphold the Constitution, is what I'm trying to say. And that is that all morality requires this, that we are passing certain laws in our state governments, and I am in favor of these since time is of the essence, but some way along the line we must roll back to the original meaning of the framers and adopters of the Constitution and adhere strictly to the Constitution and not to the mere opinions of socialists who may happen to serve on the Supreme Court.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to have to break in. Our time is all gone. Our guests on today's program have been Congressman Mendel Rivers of South Carolina and Dr. Dale Alford of Little Rock. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another edition in our Citizens Council Forum program. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.